nominate Steve Guest.
It has been moved and seconded that Steve be the temporary chair. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. I am now the temporary chair, and I will call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Gast?
Yes.
Norfeld?
Yes.
Weigel? Miller? Veggie? Absent? Struthers? Absent? Kowser? Absent?
We have an agenda in front of us, and item two there's been a request that we table item two until the next meeting. Are there any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda? Moved, second. Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. We have a set of minutes of the agenda's approved. We have a set of minutes from the February 6th meeting that was included in the packet. Are there any corrections? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Moved by Weigel, seconded by Merfeld. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. We're at the point in the meeting where we ask if there is anyone in the audience present who wishes to address the commission regarding matters which are not on the agenda tonight. Is there anyone here who would like to address the commission on things not on the agenda? Seeing none, is there any correspondence received by staff regarding items that are not on the agenda? There are no old business items, which takes us to new business. We have item one under new business, JDA subdivision, which is a subdivision of one parcel into three lots in the I-1 Light Industrial District. The applicant is J. David Armstrong. Charlie?
All right, just to add to your introduction there, the general location of the property is in Section 8 of Grant Township. It's located at the northwest corner of Highway 30 and 580th Avenue. The size of the subdivision is 5.34 gross acres, 4.9 net. And as you said, it was in the I-1 Light Industrial Zoning District. Looking at the current land use on the property, the area known as Proposed Lot 1 will be approximately 2.5 acres in size. That area is about the northern two-thirds of the property and is currently undeveloped. Proposed Lot 2 will be a little under 2 acres in size. Business currently called Brown Supply Company located on that area. And Proposed Lot 3 will be about a half acre in size. And that will be the lot that the Story County Vet Clinic will sit on. The subdivision is being reviewed as a final plat for a minor subdivision. The commission's responsibility in this matter is to provide a recommendation of action on the application to the Story County Board of Supervisors. A little bit of a vicinity map that we have here. You can see Highway 30 here running east to west, 580th Avenue north and south. This is the parcel that is being subdivided off. Again, this undeveloped area here on the north. The vet clinic right here and Brown Supply Company right here. Cremley off here to the west. in Brecky Supply, just to the north there. This is a classification map as far as tax valuations. The area in blue would be industrial classified property, the red commercial, yellow residential, everything else surrounding that agricultural. Looking at the zoning history on the property, it is currently in the I-1 light industrial zoning district. I may mention this in the staff report, but it was first rezoned from the A-1 agricultural district in 1972. In that year, it was rezoned to the C-1 commercial and light industrial district, as it was called at that time. In 1977, there was an ordinance change, and where that C-1 district was split out into three separate zoning districts, one being just the commercial district, one being the I-1 light industrial district, and the other being the A-2 agricultural district, which is now the A-2 agri business district. Upon this change, this particular parcel was designated in the I-1 light industrial zoning district. To where it is today, you can see the light blue area here being the light industrial zoning district. This kind of lime green area right here is the A-2 agribusiness district. The area with no color being the A-1 agricultural zoning district. Going over just kind of a summary of the staff report and the staff comments that we made, first would like to point out on the submittal materials that most everything was satisfied. There was a few things that staff did note. Two things in particular. First, the names of the record owners of land immediately adjoining the subdivision were not shown in the plat. Typically, when we're reviewing subdivision plats, surrounding properties that are directly adjacent to the property, usually the names of those owners are shown on the plat, and in this case, it was not done. Secondly, written and signed statements of the appropriate officials of the availability of water, gas, and electricity to the proposed subdivision were not provided. Going into a summary of some of the other things, the City of Ames did approve this plat on December 13th of last year. The Nevada Fire Chief has stated that his department can provide services to the proposed subdivision area. The interagency review team and staff did waive the transportation impact study, contours to be shown in the plat, and the existing resources inventory for this proposal. There are no new streets proposed for this subdivision. All the proposed lots will have adequate access off of 580th Avenue. And if you see in the plat, there is an area shown as the shared drive ingress and egress easement, and that is presumed to be the location that all three of the lots will take access off 580th from. It's staff's understanding that the intention of this platting is related to a proposed truck washing business that may be located on proposed lot 1, that's that undeveloped area there to the north. Looking at the contours that we do have available through our system, it does show a total change of elevation on proposed lot 1. I said around 6 feet. It's actually about 6 to 8 feet, I would say. So we did note that there won't need to be much grading done to develop this site. Most of the improvements on the site will be limited to new buildings, utility extensions, septic systems, and impervious surfaces. Most of that, if not all of that, will be subject to a site plan review prior to the issuance of a zoning permit. This area is located in the South Skunk River watershed. It does not include any floodplain. There are no public drain tiles, nor is the property located in any public drainage districts. A public notification sign for development was not placed on the property due to the season that we're in, although to be quite honest, with this winter season, we probably could have posted one, but we usually don't do that just because if the ground does freeze, those signs are impossible to get out until it thaws back out. We did send notification letters to surrounding property owners on February 22nd, and we did publish legal notifications in the three official newspapers, the Indian Tribune, the Nevada Journal, and the Tri-County Times on February 23rd. Going back to those elevations, you can see the elevation lines here. Each line shows a change in 2 feet. You've got about 962 feet here above sea level, and it goes down to about 954 right here. So, again, you can kind of see how the property does drain to the northeast there, and also, again, that the elevation on the site really doesn't change too much at all to hinder any development. So with that, I'll obviously entertain any questions that you have regarding the staff report and the proposal, and I've placed your alternatives on the screen here above. So if there are any questions at this time, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions from the commissioners?
Charlie, is the joint driveway the one by the vet clinic? Is that the one you're talking about?
Back to the map here. First one ahead. And if you look at it, it'll be this driveway right here pretty much. Yeah, they put the shared easement over that. The lot line kind of takes a 290-degree turns right here on the lot, too. But pretty much from here, down here, down here, up here, that'll all be the lot one area, but yeah, that proposed is right there. So,
have you tried to work with the applicant on the two deficiencies on the application?
No, we have not discussed that with them on that. And just so the commission does note, in the past, and again, this is up to you as you're the ones who provide the recommendation. If you're comfortable moving forward with a recommendation. Conditionally today, you're welcome to do that, but if you'd like to see any of that information before you actually do make your recommendation, that's up to you. But no, I have not had a chance to discuss it with the applicant.
So the two conditions are the permit from the county engineer and the septic permit. Is that the two conditions?
No, the two deficiencies that I was referring to was the name of the owners of record on the adjoining properties and the written and signed statements for availability of gas, water, and electric.
Those have been done, haven't they?
No, those are the two deficiencies we had in the submittal requirement. And as far as the driveway permit, and I think the driveway permit, the engineer's comments on that, if I remember right, were if there was going to be any new driveways, if they modify the current access. I guess, yeah, there was some talk that they may widen that access at that point, and at that point they need a driveway permit for that. And they work with the engineer on that. If the commission does want to put a condition as far as that, you're more than welcome to do so. And the septic, based off Margaret's comments, that might not even be going through Story County, depending on the load per day, whatever that septic system, once it hits a certain load per day, I'm not sure what number that is, it falls under the DNR's jurisdiction. So I think she's thinking with this one that it might be doing that.
That's not really our concern.
Well, and it could be. Again, it just depends on what that number comes to, so.
Does that need to be qualified or determined?
Again, we're looking at a subdivision here, so once this is subdivided off, they have a proposal right now for, or at least last that we had heard, they had a proposal for that truck washing business. That could change tomorrow. And there could be something completely different there. The zoning is in place right now to allow a light industrial use. By splitting this off, realistically, you're not in our industrial zoning districts and our commercial zoning districts. It's not like the residential zoning districts where you only can have one house per parcel. When you have these industrial districts like this, you can have as many businesses on one parcel as you want. So again, it's just, I think they're doing this to kind of transfer that piece of that property to the company that's coming in. So I don't think it's. I don't think we need to put those conditions as far as the septic and the driveway and everything on there again because they don't have to be going through this process to achieve what they want to.
That was the only two things I had questions on.
Has Ames annexed this property?
No. I know there's been discussions, but this area is located in the industrial reserve area on the Ames Urban Fringe Plan. The Ames Urban Fringe Plan has kind of three classifications. They would call the urban service area, the transitional areas, and then the rural areas, for lack of better terms than all of them. The urban service areas are their growth priority areas. Those are the areas they want to grow in, in the foreseeable future. Probably with the life of the plan, it'd be about 25 years from now, approximately, is what they see. And those transitional areas are beyond those 25 years. This property is in one of those transitional areas. So not to say that couldn't change. I know there's been some discussion, especially on that Lincoln Way corridor as of late, that stuff could change. So Ames planned industrial area right now kind of centers around 13th Street, and that interchange on Interstate 35, not so much this direction, but again, that could change.
Any other questions for staff? Okay. Would the applicant please step forward and present your application? Introduce yourself at the podium, please. Yeah. That way the microphone will pick it up and help the secretary with when she's recording minutes.
Okay. J. David Armstrong, I'm the applicant.
Please, is there anything you'd like to add concerning this case?
The only thing, the truck wash probably isn't going to happen. I'm not positive either way on it right now. It was going to be for food grade trailers. They need to be sanitized, and it would take very little water, very little developing, I guess, to do that. So in the foreseeable future, I don't see there's going to be any change to the property at all. Just want the ability that if, say, Brown Supply wants to buy that particular area, I can sell it to them. Right now I can't sell to the vet clinic or Brown Supply or the other lot. So I don't remember right offhand what the two things in question were.
They were minor items that the engineer who drew the plot would take care of. One of them is putting the names of the owners of the land immediately adjoining on the plat. That's a record issue. And the other is getting written signed statements from the appropriate officials of the availability of water, gas, and electricity to the proposed subdivision. And that,
I do believe I've got a written statement from Alliance Energy, which would be electric and gas. Gas is not available there, so it would be just electricity, and it runs right through my lot, so we've already got it there. Water is rural water. We're on a well right now, but rural water runs right through the lot too, so that is available too.
Staff would just need those documents as part of their file. Anything else you'd like to add?
Unless you guys got questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Armstrong? Well, if Mr. Armstrong is done, then we'll ask if anybody else wants to speak. So you can sit down. Thank you, sir. Before opening the meeting to comments by the public, would staff please indicate whether any written public comments have been received? And if they have, would staff please read them into the record? No? Okay. Comments from the public will now be heard. Once you've been recognized by the chair, please come to the podium. State your name and address for the record. All interested parties will be heard, but repetitious comments should be avoided and may be ruled out of order by the chair. So would anybody else like to address the commission on this matter? You're the neighbor. you don't need to get up, that's fine. Not behind you? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Rosemary Washore, and I own the property at the corner of what I call Old 30 and 580th. So it's all within what?
Would you spell your last name, please?
W-A-T-C-H-O-R-N. And actually, it's in the, my mother's trust is actually the owner of it, but I'm representing her. Just wondering, is the rest of that mile going to be up for subdivision two, or what? Is what's in the plan, or?
Yeah, at this time, the only thing in front of the commission is this one parcel, this a little over four acre parcel.
Mm-hmm.
And as the applicant indicated, he's dividing it into three pieces for the two existing businesses and one vacant lot.
So is there a minimum size of a lot along there, or they could be little half acre lots?
Charlie?
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, our we have minimum acreages is on residential lots, really nothing on commercial, industrial, commercial or industrial. And our agribusiness, I don't think we do. Well, no, I think our agribusiness, we do have 1 acre, but industrial and commercial, we don't carry minimum lot size requirements on those. So,
are there building coverage and open space standards that must be met in the industrial district?
The zoning district doesn't speak to that, but the subdivision standards do as far as open space, and that really deals with larger subdivisions, usually over 10 lots. You have to dedicate, I think, 15% of that to open space. So it could be in
the industrial part of this, which how far does the industrial zoning go, Charlie?
Industrial zoning really only covers this particular property, and then there's some agribusiness around that. Cremley is actually in the agribusiness district. Some people, I think, would consider that industrial, but what they do actually fits within our agribusiness district. So,
and is there a minimum lot size in the agribusiness district?
Agribusiness, I think, is 1 acre.
Okay. So this is the industrial area, and there is no other industrial area around it. There is no minimum lot size in the industrial area. In the agribusiness, there is a minimum lot size, and that's 1 acre. And how far does the agribusiness district go?
Right here, the green area is the agribusiness district, and actually goes over into this 40-acre parcel right here that's cut off. So
it does not extend all the way north up that road. Or south.
Yeah, right now, a majority of this area is zoned in the A1 agricultural zoning district. But the plan that we have, the Ames River Fringe plan, does call for this to be at some point in time, possibly an industrial area. With the way the economy's been right now, I don't foresee that happening anytime soon. But who's to say in a couple years that might change? So.
Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else who would like to address the commission concerning this issue? Are there any additional questions for staff or for Mr. Armstrong at this time? We're at the point of the meeting where we're looking for a motion.
I don't remember which number our condition or our options were, but I would like to make a motion to approve the subdivision request with the two conditions of meeting the names of owners of record on the adjoining properties and having the written and signed statements of availability of water, gas, and electric on the property. So that would be, yes, number two with the conditions stated.
And directing the staff to request that the plat be placed on the Board of Supervisors' agenda once everything has been provided. Okay. We have a motion to approve with conditions and move the plat onto the Board of Supervisors once the conditions have been met.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? Seeing none, there's a motion before us. The motion is to approve the plat with two conditions and move the plat onto the Board of Supervisors agenda once the applicable conditions have been satisfied. Roll call, please.
Miller? Weigel?
Yes.
Murfeld?
Yes.
Gast?
Yes. The ayes have it. The motion is carried. We have no other items under new business, which takes us down to other business. And under other business, we have the long-range planning update. Thank you very much.
As far as long-range planning goes, I know Leanne wanted to maybe cover some local food systems.
Did we need to move...
Yes.
Backing up to new business so that we can close the new business, is there a motion to table Item 2, Ordinance 01-12, to the next scheduled commission meeting?
Moved.
Moved. Is there a second? Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Now we're in other business. Sorry about that.
Long-range planning, I know Leanne had something she wanted to give you on local food systems planning. I think we'll move that over to next month as well, and she'll give you an update on that when she's able to attend the meeting. The CPAD economic development stuff, I know we did meet last month. I'm not sure if anybody from the commission was there. At the top of my head, I can't remember. There was a lot of people there. We had a pretty good turnout for it. Right now, most of that project is in the Board of Supervisors court. They're currently trying to get around all the communities and meet with each one of them and kind of feel them out to see how involved they want to be in economic development and see if we can come to some consensus on that. And hopefully within the next month or two, we might be moving forward on that, possibly creating a new position within the county to help out some of the communities. And maybe starting on some of those plan or some of the goals that the plan laid out too. So we'll see how that goes.
Charlie, I'm really disappointed. I attended, I talked, and
it didn't even register.
I
actually had to go down and print off the plan for you. Now that I remembered, I do remember handing it to you. So I apologize. I do remember seeing you at Menards and Ankeny that one day, though. I didn't forget that. Other than that, on long-range planning, I can't think of anything else to update the commission on. And
is there any follow-up on items recommended to the Board of Supervisors, Board of Adjustment?
I don't think we had any current planning items on the agenda last month, did we? Yeah. So the answer to that would be no.
Okay. Thank you very much. Commission comments? Are there any comments by the commission members? Staff comments? Are there any comments for the commission by the staff?
Are updating our website, and so we have lots of changes on how we can get information out to the public and to the boards and commissions. Probably maybe a new process on how we get out the documentation to you. So if we get that up and going over the next month, we'll kind of wean you into the process. Still continuing to do it this old way, but maybe have a presentation during the meeting showing you how you can access it on the new website and go forward from there.
I like the PDF file. That has worked very well for me. This one did not have a site map, so I had to print my own, and it didn't have the plan of what the subdivision looks like.
That was probably my fault.
Okay. Yeah. Because this one was fairly simple.
in that it's three lots, and my assumption was that the two existing businesses would have theirs and the vacant would be in the third. But it wasn't until I got here that I really knew that. So going out and taking a look at it, I looked at it under that assumption, so I'm glad that that was the case.
I apologize for not getting that out to you, but if you ever notice anything missing, please don't hesitate to give me a ring or an email.
Okay. Any other comments by staff? That takes us down to the announcement of future meetings. We will have future meetings.
You never know.
The next meeting would be April something, the first Monday in April. And it will be at 5:30 instead of 5 o'clock.
I think it's April 2nd. I think April 1st is on a Sunday, if I remember right.
And we will be back at 5:30.
Yeah. Remember you telling us to be here at 5 o'clock? But I don't remember being told that until I got the phone call saying, why aren't you here? And then I remembered, oh, yeah, 5 o'clock. So I certainly am.
We'll have that meeting. Yeah, we'll have that meeting because you have the 35-acre project, which I promised you was done. There's just extenuating circumstances of why we had to table it. So.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor, signify by walking out.